What a time we live in. It wasn't that long ago that you didn't even like 21 Savage.
Why do you tell the people that?
And now you got him as an early candidate for MVP this year.
He is an early candidate. I do like 21 Savage. Always have. Always have.
If I knew how to pull up audio from back then, I'd find it.
I can tell you what I said.
Okay.
I said, I'm not sure how much he enhances a song that somebody else's, right? So, like, when he got on, for instance, getting on Good Good. Mm-hmm. Good Good was already good. Like, if they didn't have a 21 Savage verse, song would have
been. But how many artists do that?
There's a lot.
Obviously one very, yeah, very obvious artist who, yeah, elevates every record he's on.
No, there's not a lot.
And that's Cole.
Yeah.
But
I thought you was going to say Drizzy.
You thought I was going to say Drake?
Well, I thought you were going to be fair to the argument.
You thought I was going to say Drake?
I thought you were going to be fair to the discussion.
So are we 100% positive that Drake elevates every record he's on? We might find out at about 9 o'clock tonight, by the way. But are we positive he, like, elevates every record he's on? This isn't a question of whether he's good or bad or he likes your style. I'm asking. All my life, first-person shooter. That one record didn't even get played on the radio where he dropped the most insane offbeat verse in history.
Yachty,
yeah.
J. Cole, yeah.
Yeah. Like,
J. Cole's one of those people. I think Kendrick is one of those people.
But I'm asking you, does Drake, you believe that?
Yeah. I think he does. I mean, think about his features. You know what I mean?
I can't even tell what's a feature and what anymore. He's on every damn record we play.
That answers your question.
Well, no, that just means he's on a lot.
Well, but he gets on the song low-key becomes his.
That's true. Until Cole gets on it, and then it's mine. Sorry, sir, I'm going to take this. I'm going to borrow this.
But 21, and now don't even take that as shade either. 21 is good on the features, but I don't know if he just adds to it.
So I get my jokes off, but the weird part of the conversation was how right after that you repped for French Montana, and that's where we just got confused. That's where we got confused by the whole conversation.
I like French. New mac and cheese, fine. Not the biggest fan of it. I like more of his old stuff.
I thought it was all right.
It's okay.
I didn't. But yeah, that's all it was. It was all right. It's Steelin' with KC here on 102.5 KSFM. Number one for hip-hop and R&B. What's Kevin Gates do for features?
Some say he elevates features. I mean, Kevin Gates had a moment. He had a moment.
Oh,
but
he
he's
did.
Back.
Yeah, no, he did.
He's back. He's on tour. He's going to be at the Regency Ballroom on March 29th. We've got those tickets. You're listening for us to give you that cue to call. When you hear that, be calling number 9 to 916-909-1025.
And we've got J Complex in the commercial-free 5 o'clock traffic jam. Coming up next.
Bringing you all the positive vibes for hip-hop and R&B, and right here in Sacramento and surrounding areas, it's KC's Corner.
On 102.5 KSFM.
Number one for hip-hop and R&B.
Back in 2017, the young legend SZA asked a simple question, how does one get on Sesame Street? Well, in 2024, the answer is probably win a few Grammys, have one of the greatest albums in the last decade, and now the SOS singer revealed that she recently appeared on the hit children's series. When sharing that her dream came true, SZA tweeted out, quote, God's timing. Follow your dreams and say them out loud. Never give up. Anything is possible. I believe in you. She later took to Instagram calling the experience, quote, the purest, happiest day from top to bottom. Thank you for having me and for patching up my inner child at Sesame Street. I love you, end quote. SZA also shared a series of behind-the-scenes photos from the set wearing a Coogee cardigan and smiling widely with Elmo, Oscar the Grouch, Big Bird, Abby Cadabby, and more beloved characters. SZA was dubbed an honorary Muppet and had a quick check-in with Elmo.
Well, SZA, did you have fun?
I had the best time, Elmo.
Well, we had a great time, too. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me. I can't wait to come back.
Can I give you a hug?
Yes.
Thank you.
I love you, Elmo.
Elmo loves you, SZA.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's absolutely adorable. What you want me to say? It's absolutely adorable. We all love Elmo. There's no word on when SZA's episode will air, but you love to see it. Shout out to SZA and shout out to the legends over at Sesame Street.